Morning. Hi, my name is Henry and I'm from Bowen House Church. I'd like to open us in prayer. Dear Lord, please help us to show our love for God by obeying in your ways. I pray also for the Spirit of truth to lead us to a deeper understanding of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you turn with me, let's read from John 14, verse 15 to 31. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he does not see him or know him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. After a little while, the whole world will no longer see is no longer going to see me, but you are going to see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. The one who does not love me does not follow my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while remaining with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. You heard that I said to you, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in regard to me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up, let's go from here. And then 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 to 21. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God for who he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Excuse me. So Winnie and I were about to have our third baby. And he is due in May. We have about 5 weeks to go. And so since 2020, this is going to be our second COVID baby. It's been a really sort of surreal time and confusing time, the lockdown and restrictions, just feelings of like from outrage to a fear that kind of creeps in, to like a pressure to just survive and just keep going and keep going and keep sane. Do we need more space? We need to make sure the kids are fed and watered and cleaned and they're growing and they're socializing and will the kids get COVID? We find out friends and family who are getting COVID and the suffering. And then there's war and there's poverty and there's violence and injustice just in the news. And then we miss our friends and we miss our family. It feels like we're just missing opportunities and we're missing out on life itself. And you know, I begin to even ask myself, you know, what am I doing in my job? What am I doing in Hong Kong? And if I'm honest, at times I've even asked myself, you know, what am I doing in church? And then I remember my EG experience in God training, and I asked myself, where does God want me to join him? And I hope it's somewhere close to family and friends. But then I'm also stuck on things like, well, what will happen if we make a change, or what's going to happen if we just stay and do nothing? And then I kind of come full circle and I go, well, am I really seeking the kingdom first? Or am I seeking something else, you know, maybe security or comfort, or maybe a version of faith that is more convenient and with me in our situation? So Jesus is emphatic. He said in John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commands. So what are his commands? From just a quick look, there's at least 38 commands of Jesus, and things like, you know, to pray and forgive, to be born again, to abide in him, to let your light shine, to settle matters quickly, and get rid of what causes you sin, to turn the other cheek, to give more than is demanded, give and pray privately, not for show, and it goes on. And when Jesus was asked, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. It's from Matthew 22. And the last commandment he gave to his disciples was, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you, John 15. So as I was reflected on all those things sort of swirling around, you know, honestly, in my brain in these past months and years, and I reflected on today's passage, I really realized that he wants me right here, and he wants me to join him right here, right now, to love. And even as I love, and we, you know, go about our days, sometimes the thoughts still creep in, you know, what's going to happen and what do I need to do? And so in the passage that we just read, you know, Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. And so it's like this. It's like we don't need to know the future to have faith in God. We need to have faith in God to be secure about our future, to be secure about every morning, every day. And Jesus goes on to say in verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Even in the last hours of his life, Jesus is helping us become fearless and peaceful. He knows the only kind of peace the world can give is peace of mind based on good circumstances. If the world can take away our troubles through things like insurance or getting into a good school or having good doctors look after you or a good appraisal by your boss, or storing up a big bank account, or getting a negative COVID test, then the world can give you some peace of mind. But Jesus says, not as the world gives, do I give to you, which means that his peace is not based on good circumstances. It is given, and it forever remains. It does not change in spite of bad circumstances. Here is how Jesus says it in John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart in that tribulation. I have overcome the world. So Jesus is the source of our peace. As Jesus has commanded us to love, and he has given us peace, he is the source of our peace and our love. And in John, in 1 John 4:19, there it says, we love because he first loved us. Jesus is the source of our love. I just really felt led to share what God has placed in my heart about the meaning of love, and really what love can look like, this agape love. You know, Paul shared in 1 Corinthians 13 that if you can prophesy and speak in tongues and have all the knowledge and faith in the world, but have no love, then he is nothing. If he gives everything to the poor, and even if he gives his body to be burnt, but no love, he is nothing. You know, love is not a heart shape. Love is broken chains. In 1 John 4, there is no fear in love, but love, perfect love, drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Love is not a heart shape. Love is the cross. Love is to sacrifice, to put others ahead of ourselves. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And love is not simply a feeling. In verse 23 of John chapter 14, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. So love is being home, where Father, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit lives in us. And I believe Father God can't wait for us to come home. No matter where we are or what we have done, he's calling us to him to love and follow Jesus and his commands. And in Micah chapter 7, verse 18, who is a God like you who pardons iniquity and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in unchanging love. And I'd just like to invite Ernie to come lead us in a time of worship. And, you know, as we worship and prepare our hearts, you know, I pray that we can reflect on the source of our love, and it's Jesus and the cross, and the source of our peace as in Christ and the Holy Spirit. Let's really just open our hearts to God and hear his voice, and hear how where he wants to lead you, and where he wants to show you his love, and where he wants you to, as Jesus said in the end of this passage, to get up and let's go from here. Let's get up and go and to love. So let's open our hearts and let's worship God and really and hear from his voice.
exalted high. How wonderful, how beautiful, Jesus, your name, name above every name, Jesus, your I will sing, and I will sing forever, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, and I will sing forever, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you.
Man, let us move into a time of community prayer. Let's pray for those with cancer and all the doctors and families and friends who are supporting those with cancer. Let's pray. Let's pray for those with illnesses and the need of salvation. Let's pray for peace of Christ. Let's lift up those with infirmities. And let's pray for healing and for just supernatural peace and full recovery. Let's pray for those suffering with COVID just for no long-term ill effects and for speedy recoveries and really this peace that will only come from Jesus and for also for all the frontline medical workers. May they feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and the protection of Christ everywhere they go. Pray for those seeking jobs, and we pray for the Lord's wisdom, and just for God's kingdom to come, and for open doors, and the Lord's wisdom to lead. pray for our missions in Cambodia, Oasis House, PGNEO, North Korea, for open doors for ministry, for missional opportunities and partnerships in Asia, and persecuted churches in the Middle East. Pray for SP online weekend gatherings, Sunday services, the well, SP kids, worship, hospitality, SP youth, spin and spill services, and activities, classes, and all meetings. It's lift up. Lift up Alpha, all the logistics and volunteers and guest protection, just for just the Lord's harvest and salvation in this time. Yeah, let's lift up. pray for all those pregnant, Hazel, Joan, Carmen, Fiona, Leslie, Dayon, Winnie, and others. Let's really just submit our ladies into God's hands, and all the family and friends who are supporting. And let's just praise and worship God for his blessings and his purpose. Let's lift up our house churches we're meeting today: Bowen, Hollywood, King's Court, Marwan, and Southside. Let's just pray for all hearts to be open wide, for all barriers to be stripped away, and just for just God's revelation to come, and just for good times of fellowship and. And community and the body. Heavens and galaxies. God, you were there singing over me. There in the silence and mystery, you were the constant that stayed. Never a moment that you withdrew. God, you were there when I needed you. Oh, my soul sings, you were faithful. You were faithful to the end. Let my heart sing, because you know. And you love me to the end. Yeah, I'll just close this in prayer. Father God, Lord, we're just so in awe of you, and we just want to praise you and thank you, Lord, that you've given us faith and joy. And peace, and above all, Lord, you've given us your love. Just praise you, Lord, that you are the source of all love. And God, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Please help us to keep your commands. Help us to know, to dive into your word, and to eat from the bread of life, and to really understand every command you have for us each morning, each day, Lord God, and that we can live in your love, which is where our chains will be broken, where we can be live in freedom and without fear, and Lord, that we can walk with you closely, and that, Father, we just invite you and Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit to come dwell in us, Lord. We just want to just have more of you, and that there'll be less of us. And Father, that we will truly know what to do even today, Lord God, and this Saturday morning, Lord, how we can obey your commands, and how we can, as you say, Lord Jesus, to get up and go and to love as you have commanded, to love our neighbors as you have commanded. So, Father, please come and fill us. Holy Spirit, we love you. Come and fill us, Lord. Just thank you for this time. We thank you, God. Thank you for our salvation. We thank you for your sacrifice, and we love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Praise God. We hope you have an awesome Saturday. Great weekend.